Okay, let's begin. Nida daf lamed dalet. Nida lamed dalet. And we are on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis by the Mishnah, Benos Tzedukim. We're in the Perek Benos Kusim, but now we're up to the second Mishnah, Benos Tzedukim. Says the Mishnah, the status of Jews, semi-Jews, Jews that don't believe, what is their status in terms of Tumah V'Taharah? So that's what this parak starts off by discussing. So Benos Kusim, Benos Tzedukim, says the Mishnah, the daughters of Tzedukim. Who are the Tzedukim? We know Tzadok and Baitus, the followers of Tzadok, Talmidim Avatin, Shesocho. They were people that believed in Torah Shebichsav, and not Torah Shebal Peh. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, on the Mishnah of Antigonish Socho. Again, many quote this, but I'll read it from the Rambam. The Mishnah tells us that we should be Avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Dafka on condition to get a prize, to get a schar. That's one Girsa. Or is it Shalo Al Menas L'Kabal Pras? That's two very different statements. Al Menas Shalo L'Kabal Pras might be understood as maybe there won't be a pras. Maybe there's no such thing as schar va'onesh. Shelo al menas l'kabel pras means don't do it with that kavana that you're going to get a reward, but then you would get. It's a little more confusing by the first formulation, and that's why the Mefarshim explain how Antigonish's Talmidim were somewhat, you know, not misled, but just the door was open for them to be a little more confused. Obviously, it was their Bechira Chafshus. But says the Rambam, V'haya l'chacham hazeh shnei talmidim, shema echad tzadok, v'shema sheni baitus. U'kasher shamu, shamar davar zeh, yatsu milafanav, yamar chalu sheni, ki arav kfar bir, befeir, shein shamlo gmov la'onesh. Right, they misunderstood that Rebbe. Oh, he said, there's no schar va'onesh. Right, one of the Yesodos HaEmunah, according to everybody, according to the Sefer Ikarim, according to the Rambam, there's no schar va'onesh. Said, the Amanah Shalom L'Kabal Pras, the Ein Sham Tikva Klal. And there's nothing that we're, serving for. Lefi Shalom Hevinu Mataras Olav HaShalom. They didn't realize the goal of what he was trying to get across. V'nidru Zem Zev Kafru Batara. And they started talking, and then they denied. V'niskapsu Lazekat U'Lazekat. And they each gathered a group. V'nik V'chachamim Karim Osam Stukim U'Baitusim. And what was their message? They denied everything. So what was their message, though? If they denied everything to their followers, then nobody would have believed them. We're going to reject everything that we have followed in the Mesorah. So they said, let's start off with partial rejection. Right, this emuna ultimately is a unifier. Right, so how could they use it as something that separates? They had to admit to all the people admitted to, and that is Torah Shebichsav, Torah Min HaShemayim. Vilu he'izu al kach hayu neheragin. If they would have denied that, forget it. Klomar Torah Shebichsav, v'dima kol echad mayem be'enei siyato, shumamin v'Torah Shebichsav, v'cholek ala kabbalah. Right, they just profess to believe in Torah Shebichsav, even though they didn't believe in anything according to the Rambam Pshat, and only Torah Shebal Peh to reject. Kol zeka de lifrok me'aleim kol achiyuvim hamekubalim v'agzeres v'atakanos. This is to throw off all of the obligations. Remember, it's very easy to believe if there's nothing obligating me. There are many people out there in our day and age, in our generation, we're ready to believe. I believe. I believe in everything. You ready to do? Oh no, I'm not so sure about that. To commit. So that's much more. That's the difference, they say, between philosophy and religion. Philosophy, you can talk all about whatever you want, about how the world works and all the, but it doesn't obligate you to anything. Philosophy is just philosophy. But religion takes philosophy and puts it into action. And that's something, obviously, that's much more involved in a person's life. And that's what the Rambam says here. They did this to be able to throw off all of their obligations. Kivan she'enim yicholim l'tchos is akol akasuv ha-mukubal, v'gam kadei she'tiftach lefneim ha-derech l'pirush, l'vishim ha-pirush masur kfar l'urtso no, har-yomeka ma-she-yirtza u-machmir ma-she-yirtza. If it's only Torah Shebichsav, then I can interpret the Torah however I want. L'chumra l'kula. And therefore, says the Rambam, that was the tragedy of the Tzedukim and the Prushim, early believers of only Torah Shebech Sav and now Torah Shebech Peh. So their daughters, their followers, Benos Stukim, says the Mishnah, Bizman Shenagul Alechaz B'dachei Avosayim, if they follow the derech of their avos, which means they follow the ways that the Kusim also followed, that they are mafresh, their yoshvos are called dam v'dam, as we learned in the first Mishnah. They're poresh even from dam yarok, which again, as we mentioned, causes problems, because if first they start off with dam yarok and then they have dam adom in the middle, that's going to mess everything up, because they're going to count 7 days from day one, but really they should only count 7 days from the later day. So therefore, harayin kukusios, so we have to treat them like kusios in that regard. Number one. Pirshu l'alechaz v'darchei Yisrael, but if they then started, following the ways of the Jews, harehenki Israelis, so then they could be like the Jews, again, if they do tshuva. Rabbi Yossi Omer, la'olamenki Yisraelis, ashivshu l'alechaz v'darchei Moseh. Rabbi Yossi says we can assume they're acting like traditional Judaism, unless we know that they have been poreached from darkei Avoseim. So as we'll see, there seems to be a different impression that you get from each line of the Mishnah in terms of the stoma, what we would think. Good. There is the Chashuk Echebet here discusses a case. He puts it here in terms of the B'nos Stukim. B'nos Stukim is about the question about non-Jews in general. Ma'isa Shahaya. Be'echad Yishuvim Liad Beis HaKnesses. There was a story that there was a path next to a shul, and it was full of dirt and rocks, and it was not usable. And the people who dived into the shul wanted to make it straight in order to have a clear way to get to the shul. One of them, Mispalim, knew a certain Arab that would do the work, so he had an Arab do the work. The Arab agreed, and when they went to ask him, how much do you want to get paid? He says, I don't want to get paid. I just want you to daven for me in shul to have a child. I'm going to daven for me. So is any issue in davening for a Arab to have a child? In this case, he did the work. So now the question is what? So this is part of a general question about having a non-Jew in a Misha Berach for Cholim and having a non-Jew in our Tfilos, v'chulu. And are there differences in non-Jews? Are there differences in non-Jews depending on which world they live in and which society and what they think they're going to grow up to be? So he discusses that in terms of kusim and stukim in this context. This is obviously eva. Anything public is, mishum eva is mutter. We know the mevakrin cholim and all the other, menachem and mavelim or kover mesim, all mishum eva. But what about in this case, which is more of a private idea? So he discusses that back and forth. Maybe it will be a chol Hashem if you don't. Maybe there's no problem. Maybe you're worried that this person would be influenced to be dangerous to Jews when they grow up. So all different sfeikas, what you have to look into. What about non-Jews davening? Anything? So that's not a problem. John is wonderful to daven. Do they have to daven? The non-Jews have to daven. That's the tshuva that we mentioned in the Passover Moshe. Moshe writes that non-Jews have to daven be'es sara. Like the Ramban's admitting to the Rambam. Eis sara non-Jews have to daven. Why? It's not one of the Shema Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Says Moshe. Moshe says, yes, it is. Why? It's a reflection of Emunah. If I don't daven one morning, stam, okay, it's not a good thing. But does it reflect that I don't believe in God? Maybe for Jews, if we have to be on a higher level. But says Rav Moshe, in a case of Eis Sara, where there's something happening that is major, that is relating to the nation, that is relating to my life in such an intense way, and then I don't turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if to say that I don't recognize it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's a violation of Emunah, and therefore even non-Jews maybe will be part of Avodah Zarah, that one of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Because as long as it's not coming from God, it's coming from a different source, right? And that's not what we believe. That's Rav Moshe in terms of Eis Sara. Then he talks about, so what should they daven? Could they daven what Jews daven? Interesting discussion. Okay. So Yibaylu, Stam Amai, ask the Gemara. What about Stam? Right? The Mishnah gives different impressions about whether these Stukim are following the ways of their forefathers or not. What if we don't know? We don't know. Stam Amai. What do we have to assume? So Tashma, two opposite impressions. Benos Stukim is Vanchenovas Alakh Barchevoseim, Ariin Kikusios, the first line, Benos Stukim, if they follow the ways of their avos, they're Kikusios. Mashma Hastama Ki Israelis. Mashma, if we don't know, then we can assume they're acting like Jewish girls and therefore following Hilchas Nida. Ema Seifa, but the next line of the Tanakama, Pir Shilolechas Vedachi Yisrael, Arayki Yisraelis, Hastamak Agusios. So Elamahalak and Lamashamina. So we can't get any impression from the Mishnah because each line gives a different impression. Good. Tashma. Let's try the next line of the Mishnah. Ditznan. Rabbi Yossi Omer La Olam Hein Ki Yisraelis Achi Yifishul Olechaz Dachem Oseim. Rabbi Yossi says we can always treat them as Jews unless you know otherwise. Michlad the Tanakam Savar Stomach Agusios. So there has to be some Achlokas here. So if the Rabbi Yossi says that Stomach we can assume that they're Jews, so the Tanakam must hold that Stomach we can assume that they're acting like the Kusios Shma Mina. And that's why we can believe them. There is a concept. The Gemara here talks about the Darkei Avoseihem. We know there's a concept in Yad that's called Tinuk Shenishba. Tinuk Shenishba ben Akum, and if somebody doesn't follow the Torah and Shabbos v'chulu, so almost all the halachas that apply in the Gemara to people who do not believe don't apply to Tinuk Shenishba, which are a large majority of those who do not follow Judaism today, right? They didn't have the proper upbringing. Literally, it's like a baby amongst the captors, and they have the status of someone who was just not educated, Tinuk Shenishba. Is there a concept like that by non-Jews? A few Gemaras here and there give the impression. Is there a concept of Tinuk Shenishba by non-Jews? That, let's say, Sheva Mitzvos Bei Noach, they were never taught. So is there a p'tur of Tinuk Shenishba? It relates to the idea of, is there a big sugya in Sefer Bereishis? Is there an ethic that is natural, that is human, that humans are supposed to automatically connect to? And is that ethic Sheva Mitzvos Bei Noach? Is it related to it? Again, fascinating discussion. But one of the issues that could be discussed is that we know that there is an isser to walk into a house of religion of another religion, a Beis Avodah Zarah. So the question is, what if nobody really thinks about what they're doing in the Beis Avodah Zarah? They might go to the Beis Avodah Zarah, but they just go, because that's what they do. Right? Not that they really believe in anything. So does that undermine the status at all? Right? It's discussed also, certain poskim discuss going into, even davening, if it's possible, or not. I'm not positing, I'm just saying the issue is discussed by the poskim more 50, 60 years ago, but going into a non-Orthodox shul. And is there any issue? But does that have the status? So many point out that it could be that in a number of those places, they're Tino Shadishmas. Even within their Shita, you know, let's say a conservative or reform shul, like, do they really believe or they just do it? So maybe it doesn't even have that status. So again, I'm not poskening. I'm just saying that the same thing is discussed in this context in the Beis Avodah Zarah. Generally, we're machmir by the Beis Avodah Zarah. Right, even no matter, at least some believe, some of their religious leaders, know what they're talking about within their own religion. So therefore, generally there aren't any, kulas in that regard. Rav Avadia has a tshuva in general. Rav Avadia in Chav Hadas discusses about going into a church. Hayim mutar liyudi levaker b'knesia shel notrim. So he quotes all of the sources and he says there's nothing to talk about, right? No room to be made. He does not even bring this up in this regard. He says, and if you're a tour guide in Israel, you got to be very careful. Violating lifta iver. He says, adavar barer aser behekla levaker b'knesia shel notrim v'al madrichei. He says shel notrim because that's avodah zara. In this tshuva, he doesn't get into mosques. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva about that where he says, even if technically it's not a avodah zarah, according to the Rambam is mechalik between Christianity and Islam, because Islam believes in Hashem, and they just daven, they daven more than five times a day, they have a little more flexible tashlumen, halachas, you can make it all up at night. But even so, the Tzitz Eliezer says, it's still known as the house of a different religion. And therefore, even if it's technically not avodah zarah, he says one is not allowed to go into those. Again, that's a discussion in the poskim. But either way, says the Rav Avadia here in Yechav Adas, this is in Chelek Dalet, Simin Memhei. He says, Al madrichei tayarot, lahi shaver li zar ma'od, laval yikashlu v'lo yachshilu yehudim, hamavakrim bi yisrael lahovila wal kaskasios anotrim, shishvizel lifne iver, v'chulu, and he continues. He also has another tshuva, I didn't bring it, another tshuva relating to Maris HaMakpelah. So Maris HaMakpelah, the Arabs daven in Maris HaMakpelah too, so does that give it the status of a base of Avodah Zarah, or a base of another religion, therefore you can't? So Rav Avadia says, it was ours first. Right? It's ours, right? Whose avos and emos are buried there? and therefore one cannot, usurp it and take it out of that status, and therefore, obviously, there is no problem, he says, with davening in, or going into, and davening in a in Maaseh HaPeilah. Okay, but that's a little related to the following B'darkei Avuseyah. Tana Rabbanan, let's continue. Maaseh B'Stuki Yecha, there was a story with a certain Stuki, She Siper Im Kohen Gadol B'Shuk. He was talking to the Kohen Gadol in the marketplace. V'Nitza Tzinor Mipiv, and all of a sudden, some saliva. Sometimes when people talk, saliva comes out of their mouth, so the saliva can get out of his mouth, and nafla the Kohen Gadol begadav. It fell onto the begadav of the Kohen Gadol. Vahoriku panav shal Kohen Gadol. And his face, what does vahoriku mean? Maybe turned green, right? The Marsha says, well, maybe it's because of the chshash that his wife was Yosheves for Dam Yorok. And that's the lashon of horiku. Horiku. But either way, it just means he's like, what? He turned white, he turned red, he got very upset. Vekadam etalishto, and he quickly went, pashtus, to the Tzduki's wife. Pashtus. Right? The Marsha suggests that maybe he went to his own wife, who knew about Tzduki women, but the pashtus of the Rishonim is that he went to the Tzduki's wife, and he says, he wants to know, like, you know, what's his status? Is he a Boel Nida? And if he's a Boel Nida, then my begadim, or I'm, you know, Tameh, and he's very nervous. So he went quickly to the wife. Let's see the story, and then there are many different questions that are asked. Amrlo, and she says, don't worry. Avavishin neshet stukim hein misyaros min aprushim umarosam lachachamim. Even though we are, this is why the Marsha says, it sounds like he's talking about them, even though they are. But again, the pashas of the Rishonim is that they're talking about, she's talking about herself. Even though we are Neshet Stukim, we fear the Prushim. And Maro is Dam HaChachamim, and we are Mara our Dam to Chachamim, meaning we only hold of Dam Adom, not the others. So that is why, it's okay, you are safe, don't worry about it. A couple of, important halachic discussions in this, regard. First, we'll start with the Rishonim, the Ritva, the Ran. Two questions. Number one, ask the Ritva, why didn't he just ask the guy himself? Why do you have to go to the wife? What do you have to go to his wife for? Number one. Number two, what is the wife trusted in this case? Will the wife be trusted? Hachashid b'davar lo donu v'lo me'idu. Right, we know the halacha is, the Mishnah says in Bechoros, if you remember, that if somebody's chashid al adavar, they can't be believed about it. So how would the wife help? So says the Ritva, one question answers the other question. Why? He didn't want to ask the Kusi himself, because the Kusi himself saw that he got very upset. See, the Kusi would tailor his answer to make the Jew feel good. He didn't want to upset the Kohen Gadol. But the wife, he would run to the wife before the man came, and the wife wouldn't know anything, and Mesiach Lefitumo, right? He would put, get her to talk, Stam, as we know the Gemara brings up elsewhere, just not knowing that you're being relied on for testimony, Mesiach Lefitumo, and therefore says the Ritva, that's why Dafki didn't ask him, but he wanted to ask the wife, and Mesiach Lefitumo is not a problem of chashad al hadavar lo donav l'meido. So we see at the Vitumo, just talking, we don't know, they don't know that we're relying on them. She'ein kan edus chashud. Number one. So the Ritva says, if you think these two are questions, then one question answers the other one. But then he says, but I don't think one of the questions is a question anyway, about chashud. Miu nirat tekusha kamaisa lo daku bashapir. That's not a problem. Why? Because we paskin a chashud is believed in a context where he does not get any benefit from it. Chashud, we think he's going to lie for benefit. But if it's a davar she'ein bo hana'a, so then we assume the chashud will testify truthfully. He quotes that from Maseches Bechoros. And number one. Number two, the ode, shelo amru eino me'ido ela b'chashud la'asos b'mezid. And also, chashud is only by something that people know they're doing wrong and they lie about it. But if you think you're doing something right, if you don't realize you're doing something wrong, avokasara lasos heter, like these stukim, they're not doing it lahachis, to be mixed up about damim, could go in elu at stukim, so therefore there's not a problem. Hilkach, lit stuki atzmo shikir shachara lo samach ya'alav, shemi yod sheker machmaz yira, lavisha balu atumal yado. The stuki himself he didn't want to ask because maybe he would lie. And therefore it's not a problem for the Isha. That is the Ritva. If you look in the Ran has another Yesod, the Ran, the Chidushi Aran, here in the separate volume. Chidushi Aran says the Ran that Mesiach Levi Kitumo is believed by Dinim Durabanan. And this whole thing is a Chumra Durabanan. Because he quotes a Gemara in Bava Kama. Again, that is a big Shas topic, Mesiach Lefi Tumo, but that is brought up here by the Rishonim. So, number one is the Ritva, the Ran, this discussion about how they believe and why do you go to the wife, etc. The Aruch Laner here discusses a couple of important Aruch Laners on today's daf. Why was he so mad? Just be Tovo the Begadim. Right, what was he so mad for? Was it his big day Kohen Gadol? He was in the Shuk wearing the tzitz? Right? And the Choshen? And the, maybe he didn't have too many Choshens? And that's why he was upset? He can be Tovo them. Says the Aruch Laner, it must have been Yom Kippur. Or right before Yom Kippur. And you don't have time to Tovel and go. And nobody else could do the Avoda tomorrow or today. So seems like that was the issue. Maybe he was a governmental official and he had to go back out and talk to him. Right? Like most stories in Shas, we know about 10% of the story. And there's so many details that are left out. The Gemara only put in what's important for us to know. But there are many others, and that's what often we find Mefarshim trying to figure out, filling in the other details of the story. So, says he goes out to meet him, Bishiluach Eilav B'tzibi HaMelech, L'Ratzah Shiyav HaMikdash, he didn't want this guy to come, this Tzuki, to come into the base of Mikdash, Bafil HaRabayis, because he's a Baal Nida, Bechulu, and that's why he was very, very nervous. He says, it doesn't sound that way from five lines from now in the Gemara, because the Gemara in a few lines is about to say, maybe he's talking about a yantif, a regel, and everybody's Torah on a regel, and, you know, that people don't get together on Yom Kippur, so he goes through into other possibilities. He also discusses why Rashi notes here, we didn't read the Rashi, Charalo shenitzmu begadav. He was upset that the Kusi made his begadim tame. What about himself? What about the Kohen Gadol himself? If it's the roke of his zav, so then the person would be tame also, because that's an avatoma. So that's also discussed here by the Aruch Laner and other Achronim, why he was only worried about his begadim and not worried about himself. Okay, so that's the story of the Kohen Gadol. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bekinanu ben Yosef min Hakol. Rabbi Yossi says, we are Bekin in them. Rashi says, Ani makir b'neshet stukim sheshachin ha'yelahen. It was neighbors. Right, he says, I know. They asked me their shilus. I know they ask, so I could verify that is true. Chutz misha achash aysa b'shkunaseinu, except for one woman who was in our neighborhood. Shelo heres dam l'chachamim b'mesa. She's no longer here. So, nothing to worry about. I can tell you, the neshet stukim do not, they're not Yoshua, so I'll call dam v'dam. They hold of hilchas nida, and therefore, nothing to worry about in terms of tumah. Says the Gemara, fine. So was the Kohen Gadol only nervous about the special gzeira of Ziva on the Tzdukim? There's a general tuma of Bigdei Am Haaretz. Bigdei Am Haaretz, Rashi. V'tepeklei diafilu Am Haaretz Yisrael. De'eno bo'el nida kaimalan sinor da'am haaretz betamev kolz banshi ilacha. We know that the saliva, the begadim of an Am Haaretz, the tzinor of an Am Haaretz, meaning the liquid saliva, whatever it is that comes out of him. So that's also Tamei, Midrabanan, because we don't know. So besides the separate, unique Zera of Stukim or Kusim. So Vatevelim Shibzirot Amma Aretz, Amar Abaya, but Stuki Chaver. Number one, we had this already before. Maybe we're talking about it, Stuki Chaver, who is somewhat learned. Amar Rava, Stuki Chaver, Bol Nida Mashvislei. So what was the Havamina of talking about it, Stuki Chaver, that you're going to give him the status of a Bol Nida? Say, Amar Rava, Regel Have. It was a regel. Right, it was Yantif. V'tumas am ha'aretz v'regel kitara shavin rabbanan. And the rabbanan removed the gzera of tumah of an am ha'aretz on Yantif. Right, on Yantif, there is no gzera of tumah. Why is that? right? Rashi quotes in Beit Zadaf Yadal that it's just a kula, but the Rambam seems to say that because everybody goes to the mikvah before Yantif. Even Amei Aretz, you don't know for sure, but everybody goes to the mikvah, and therefore maybe you could assume he went to the mikvah too. You can assume that. That's the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Mitamei Mishkav Umoshav. The Rambam there talks all about Tumas Am Haaretz, and the Rambam there says, Tumas Amei Haaretz Beregel Kitaharahi Chashuva. Shekol Yisrael Chaveirim Beregel. We'll get to that in a minute. The Klein Kulan Velchlein Vumashkein Tahorin Beregel. Mipnei? Mipnei. Shahakol mitaharin atzman va'olon l'regel. Rambam gives them mipnei, because everybody goes to the mikvah. So Rashi and Beit Zadaf Yadav seems to just say, no, it's a kula. We don't know, but we'll take away the chumrah. The Rambam says, everybody goes to the mikvah, va'olon l'regel. L'ficha chene amanim kol yimos haregel, bein ala kodesh, bein ala truma, misha'avar haregel, chozun l'tumasan. Right, that's a mishnah. That once the regel passes, even the same barrels that they were osek in is going to be a problem. So the Gemara says that's why he wasn't worried about Tumas Hama'aretz, because it was a yantif. For Tumas Hama'aretz, beregel kitara shavinu rabbanan. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, towards the end of Sefer Shoftim, by the Pelegesh Megivah story, vayasiv kolish Yisrael el ha'ir ki ishachad chaverim. All Yisrael came together, chaverim. Hakasiv asan kulan chaverim. The pasuk made all of Am Yisrael chaverim, even though ironically this is a pasuk in the context of it's not all of Klal Yisrael, because they're all about to gather together to be against Binyamin, right, who was involved in Pelegish Megivah. But that's the pasuk that the Gemara learns it out from. Chaverim, right, maybe it reminds us of the fact that we learned Davar Shebekdusha and Eda Eda from the Ten Meraglim. Okay, that's chaverim. Good. There is a beautiful Maharitz Chayis. The Maharitz Chayis here says, so what's the lumdis of all B'nai Yisrael Chaverim and Tahara, says the Maharitz Chayis right here. First he quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has a similar lashon of Yerushalayim ki'ir shechubra lo yachtov, ir shemechaberes es Yisrael ze lazeh. That's the language of the Yerushalmi in Baba Kama. And then he quotes from the Yerushalmi in Chagiga, that says, no, right, so the Yerushalmi Baba Kama darshens it, it's the ear that is mechaber Yisrael Zelazeh, and the other one is Nasu Chaverim B'Shas HaRegel, and he quotes from the Baali HaMedrash, you know, how do you put these two similar but seemingly different drushes together? Is it a city that makes everybody chaveir manyantif, or a city that just binds everybody, period. So he quotes, v'nira li d'shneim in yunechad. I think it's the same idea. And he quotes the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. T'verakad v'Rambam v'Mor Nevuchim, perak achel gimel alacha, perak mem gimel. Aval yamim tovim, heima kulam l'simcha u'l'kibbutz yesh b'em anah, shebnei adam tzrichim aleihem. Yantif is a great day for all Jews to be together. V'yesh mehem to'eles, the purpose of Yantif is for Jews to have unity, for Jews to be together. So says the Maharitz Chayis, if half the Jews were Tamei, what kind of unity is that? And again, the whole thing is a chumrah. If it's mamish, you can't have unity if people are eating nevelos and treifas. Fine. You can't share a meal with them. But this isn't nevelos and treifas. This is gzeiras tuma derabanan, based on achshash. Says the Maharitz Chayis, based on the Rambam, that because of this need, Chazal wanted everybody to be together. And therefore they removed that Tumah to be able to foster the love. To foster the love. V'isayiv b'nei Adam v'chevrasam k'sasam l'k'sasam v'armu v'sanhedrin g'dola l'gima shemakarefes z'arachokim. Right, the Gemara at the end of the Sanhedrin. And it says, hu adin lehipuch g'dola pirud b'masha Adam mone atzmo lechol eitzel Yisrael chaveira u'beprat eitz Ra'a she'eno ne'eman etzlo, ala maisris v'chulu. And then he says at the end, Ikra siba aliyas l'regel mishum l'chaberes libos Yisrael zelazeh, the purpose of aliyas l'regel is to get everybody to unify, aval dayan lo tusag ha matara im lo yu ne'emanim zelazeh l'taras. You wouldn't get to the goal. V'ro chazal eitzos me'rachok. It's quoting from the language of the Rambam. La hashvis hamoneya shelo yavo hasatan l'rakid b'nehem b'yam makadoshim alalu ligrom sina upirid alavavos v'asoka yisrael chaverim b'shas haregel v'yaf ha'meras emanim oz al yenev al shmenam u'mipize arishus l'chaver v'am yisrael l'chaver l'am yisrael lech ol yachad lechem v'lios yachad b'sudis mereyim v'alzeh tigda la'avav yischaber alavavos zeh lazeh v'zeh nere. That's the Maharitz Chayis right here in the Pshat of the Gemara of Kol Kisha Chad Chadir. And that applies on Yontif, that applies even on Yontif in Yerushalayim when everybody comes up. Good. Let's continue. There is also a discussion here why the Gemara didn't say this Regel Have earlier when we spoke about the Kusim, right? Do we say that Chaverim only applies to the Tzdukim and not the Kusim? That's the Machlokas we've shown him here. You can look in the Ramban, look in the Ran, and the Tosas Rit. But we have to continue. Says the Mishnah, Dam Oved Esko Chavim. So now we're talking about the blood. We know blood, the Dam, Dam Nida is Tame, is Mitame. So what about Dam of a non-Jew? Dam Oved Esko Chavim. Vidam tahara shel mitzoraas. Have a woman who is a mitzora, a mitzoraas, and she has dam tahara. What's dam tahara? So the Rishonim here give two possibilities. Either dam tahara means dam yarok, right? A dam that is not dam nida, or it's the dam tahara of like dam torah of yoledes. Of yoledes, the days after the yemei tuma. So either of these beishamai mitarim. Right? Is Dam Toar and is Dam of a Goy. So, Me'ikra din, Bisham is Matarim, meaning Bisham is not Gozer. That's what Matarim here means. They wouldn't be Gozer. Ubeisil Omrim, Karoko, Kamehme Raglaha. No? It is like the Roke and the Meme Raglaha, meaning it's Matamilach. Matamilach, that's Xera Durabanan, it's not Matamilach and Yavesh. Look at Rashi for a first Rashi in the Mishnah. Afalgav de Baroko b'meiraglea modu. Even though Beis Shammai agrees that the spittle, and the meiraglayim of the Overes Kochavim is tamei midrabanan by the damnida, we do not have to make that gzera. Right, it's enough of a hecker for the roke and the meiraglayim. Modu de chachal gazu aleim lios kazav al chol devarim afilu haki damatar. The Gemara is going to explain why we pick one and not the other. But that is the first halacha. Again, this goes on the list of chumras of Beis Hillel. Dam yoledes shelo tavla. What about a dam of a yoledes that did not yet go to the mikvah? So it's at the end of the Dimei Tuma, but she didn't go to the mikvah yet. So is the Tara automatic or not? We're going to get into, not on today's daf, but tomorrow's, and after, the sugya that we had alluded to already in the past, Mayan Echorish De Mayanos. Right? Is it one source of the Dam halachically or not? So, Dam Yolesh Lotala Beishamai Omrim, Karoka Ukame Miragleha. Again, Beishamai says that it is like Karoka Miraglai. Midaraisa, she is still Tamea. So the woman goes to the mikvah after Yemei Tumah, she's still Tamea, but her Dam is Tahar. The Dam that comes out is Tahar. But, not to confuse, the question is, we're going to be Mitamiya, but how much are we going to be Mitamiya? So Bishamai says, the lower level Tumah, Kuroko Kameme Ragleha, we say, lower Mitamiya Lachviyavish. No, the, more serious, level of Tumah. Umodim Yoledes Bezov, but Beishamai does agree that if she was a Zava when she had the baby, she Metam Alach V'Yavish. Then it would be Metam Alach and Yavish. Again, each of these are going to be discussed in the Gemara. There's a fascinating line in the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, in Yaredeya, Simin Kufchaf Os Aleph. He says there are seven types of Dam Tohar in an Isha. We thought of two. Seven types, he quotes. Ra'asa below Hargasha. If there is a Re'i without a Hargasha, that would not be Dam Nida that is Matame. We'll have to see that later on in Daf and Zion. Ra'asa Bishfoferes, we had earlier. Dam Chimud. Maros Bilti Dalad Amaris, that we just mentioned, right? Non-red colors. Dam Tohar, real Dam Tohar. Dam Koshi Beziva. Dam Shel Chaticha. Right, all of these seven, he says these are all dam, that would be Zayin Drachim Tahorim Be'isha. That's his lashon. Seven Drachim Tahorim Be'isha. Maybe these seven damim would not make an Isha Temeya. Say it that way. Right, dam, Zayin Drachim Tahorim Be'isha. Included on that are the two of the ones that are mentioned here for dam Tohar in the Rishonim. So says the Gemara now. The Beis Shammai had said, the dam of an Oves Kochavim is Tahora. So Veleslu Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai does not hold to the following Zera. Dabir al-Bnei Yisrael v'yamarta lehem. Beginning of the Tumah of Aziv and of Anida. V'amra v'amarta lehem. Ish ish ki yez zav. B'nei Yisrael metamen b'ziva v'yinov v'yikhov metamen b'ziva. Right, goyim are excluded. Av'a gazra aleim shi kizam l'chol devrayim. Right, the Brisa says that we're gozer, we treat Ovedes Kochavim, idolaters, as Zavim. So why not? They're dumb. So Amri Lacha Beishamai Hechi Leve. Beishamai says, well, what do you want me to do? Latame Lach V'Yavesh. If you want me to say that their dam is totally tame, Lach and Yavesh, whether it's moist or dry, Asidu Kishal Torah, then you're making a Ki'ilu, it's Daraisa, and people are going to get confused. Litzmi Lach V'lo Litzmi Yavesh. And if you want to say, okay, one level down, right, Lach and not Yavesh, like Beis Hillel says, Chilakta Bishal Torah. But then I'm nervous that people are going to even treat dam of a Jew with that kula. And therefore there's going to be confusion. So I'd rather not touch the dam, says Beis Shammai. I'm not going to touch the dam, because if I say it totally, then people are going to think it's Daraisa. If I say it halfway, then people are going to get confused and do it even for Daraisa. So I'm not touching the dam, says Beis Shammai. So Yehachi Roka Meir Aglanamis, but you do admit by the Roka and the Meir Aglayim, right? The Roka and the Meir Aglayim of Novedes Kochavim, you agree, is Matame Lach. So why aren't you worried? So Kivan Davdin and Hakira Bidama made the idea the Roka Meir Aglayim Rabbanan. Because I don't touch the dam, dafka, you have to look at the whole package. Because I'm not touching the dam, then everybody was going to realize, wow, her rook and maybe her glam are tame, but her dam isn't tame, oh, must only be durabanan. And that's why only this is tame lach, and not yavesh. And there would be Xera. Vlevidakir Baroka Meiraglayim Litmi Ladama. Why don't you flip it? Why does Beis Shammai say that the rook and the Meiraglayim, why does he say those aren't mitame at all and be mitame the damnida? Why do you do it in this way? Roka ume meiragleha deshchichi behu rabbanan. Roka meiraglayim deshchichi gazu behu rabbanan. They're much more common. The roka and the meiraglayim. Dama delo shchicha dama, which is not shchiach in comparison to the roka and meiraglayim, lo gazu behu rabbanan. Obviously, it's shchiach in general, but it's not shchiach as compared to the roka and the meiraglayim. That's where the Beis Shammai went in this direction. Obviously, Beis Hillel is not worried. Beis Hillel isn't worried about this mix-up. Good. Let's continue a little more. There's what to talk about, but let's continue. Amar Rava. So now Rava says, what did the Mishnah talk about? Of a woman, a female, the dam, and then we spoke about the blood, the saliva, and the meiraglayim of an Avedes Kochavim. What's the status? So now Rava says, Zovo Tamei Afilu LeBeis Shammai. The Ziva, if you have a Zov of a guy, a male, a guy now, an Ovedes Kochavim, so his Ziva will be Mitame, even according to Beis Shammai, who's Mako by Dam Isha, by the Ziva of a Zachar, he will be Moda, drop, Rashi, Shatiba Mitame Achirim Bamaga. So he would agree that the Ziva is Tame. And Kiryotar Afilu Beis Hillel, but his Shechvazera, his Balkeri, is Tar, even according to Beis Hillel. Why? Let's explain. Zovo Tame Afilu Beis Shammai, Tahaika Lemeved Akir Bekiryo. The Ziva is that flow, again, which is an illness which has not come out at the normal time, right? So that is going to be Tame Kodi Beis Shammai. People might think it's Daraisa, no, because you have a Heker in his carry, in his Shechvazera. Kiryo Tara Afilu Beis Hillel, Avod Rabbanan Akira, the Rabbanan wanted to make a Heker, Kihechid Lo Litzra Vale Shum Vakachim, to make sure that people didn't think it was Daraisa, and Daraisa Vadai, and they would burn Shum and Kachim if it came in contact with Shum and Kachim. Same thing we asked before. So why do you do it in that direction? Why do you have a Heker with a Ziva and be Matami the Keri? Zovo Dlo Tali B'maisa Gazu B'Rabbanan. The Ziva, which is not Tali on a Maisa, it just comes out. It's more automatic. And therefore, the Tosa Rosh says, right here on the bottom, it's Efshar for him to prevent himself from having it. So therefore, that makes it less shchiach. And therefore, Zovo, Zlo Tali B'maisa, Gazur Bei Rabbanan. Kiryo, the Tali B'maisa, Lo Gazur Bei Rabbanan. That's the last line of Tosa Rosh. Kiryo, the Tali B'maisa, the carry, which is Tali, on a Maisa that he does, right, he has to, be Ma'orer himself, to keep him to Efshar Limnoa Atzmo Shelo Yovel De Keri Chashiv Kilo Shchiach. Since he could prevent himself from, having it, so therefore it's called lo shchiach. And that's why, lo gazer b'rabanan in the case of lo shchiach. Right? Milsa de lo shchicha lo gazer b'rabanan. As, we've discussed in the past, as that has come up. Good. Lema Messiah. So, again, what is this stuff about so far with the Mishnah? The liquids of an Ovedes Kochavim. Halacha l'maisa, are they tame? Are they mitame or not? So, there's a balance of separation between Jews and non-Jews and not confusing Jews about what the halacha is. And that's the balance that the Chazal had to figure out what people's behavior, what would mislead them in terms of getting confused with different people's dams and different people's zivas and meraglayim. So that's what this whole balance was behind these psychological, partly psychological, different opinions between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Lema Messiah. So let's try to prove from the following Mishnah in Mikvaos. Ovedes kochavim shapol tashich bazera mi Yisrael temeya. If, Rachman al-Aslan, there was a bia between a Jew and a non-Jew, an Ovedes kochavim shapol tashich bazera mi Yisrael. So an Ovedes kochavim, a female Ovedes kochavim, and a male Jew, and she's polet tashich bazera. Temeya. So that is temeya because that's the shichva zera of a Jew, right? Rashi on the bottom. Oved kochavim shapol the temeya hashichva zera. Oved kochavim lo shaycha batuma. Right? There's no tuma for a non-Jew is not mitame, not mitame. Kibehema da alma. Again, it doesn't mean that, you know, we're not comparing them to behemoths. We're just saying in terms of tuma batara, it has that status. So shichva zera of a Jew, even if it happened to be inside a non-Jew, it's still going to be mitame. And the opposite, ubasi yisrael shapalta shichva zera menov the kachavim tahora. That's the Mishnah. So my love tahora gemura. Doesn't that mean tahora gemura that if it's the shichva zera of a goy, it's tahora gemura, and that proves what we just said. What Rava just said, Rava said that the carry of an Ovedi Kochavim is Tahar, even according to Beis Hillel. So doesn't this Mishnah prove, like, Rava's understanding of Beis Hillel? Azamar says, lo, Tahar mi Daraisa v'tumei mi Darabanan. There's no Raya from that Mishnah. That Mishnah might be talking about on a Daraisa level. But on a Darabanan level, it could still be that we would be Mitami. Tashma, what about the continuation? A Braisa is speaking about that Mishnah. Nimseis Omer, Shichva Zera Shal Yisrael Tamei v'chol makom. So what do you see from there? Shichva Zera of a Jew is Mitami v'chol makom. I mean, even if it's in the side, v'yafilu b'mei'ai, Ovedes Kochavim. And the opposite, v'shel Ovei Kochavim, Tar v'chol makom, afilu b'mei'ai Yisraelis, chutz mimei raglayim sheba. Except if it is, again, this is the zera of a goy inside a Jewish, you know, mea Yisraelis, so that would always be tar, except mimei raglayim. If there is an irbuv with the keri and the mei raglayim of the akum, then it's going to be tamea because of the mei raglayim of the akum. That is tamea, as we mentioned before. The mei raglayim and the roke are going to be tamea. So if it's mixed in. Good. So therefore, you see from there also, what does it say? That the Zerah of an Ovei Kochavim is Tor. B'chol makom. So, isn't that a riot to Rava? V'chite machanami darami daraisa v'otmei midrabanan. And if you want to say no, maybe that's also. That price is only talking about a daraisa level. But otmei raglaiha midaraisa mitamu. That price I can't be talking about on a daraisa level. Because it's talking about the meiraglayim of a guy is going to be tamei. That's for sure drabanan. So Ella Shmamina Tahora Filim Drabanan Shmamina. So it must be that this is talking about on a Drabanan level. And we have a proof. This Brisa expanding on the Mishnah in Mikvos is a proof to Rava that Rava says that according to Beis Hillel, the carry of an Ovei Kochavim is Tahar Lagamre, not even Tame Midrabanan. Just to note what we mentioned often, but again, we have the words that are being used here are shichva zera and mei raglayim, right? The shichvas from the word shchiva, the zera, the seed of lying down, shichva zera, mei raglayim, the water of the legs, right? So that relates to the machlokas Rambam and the Ramban that we mentioned often. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says, why is Lashon HaKodesh called Lashon HaKodesh? Because there are no, so to speak, inappropriate words in Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh makes it Kadosh because we sanctify it. It has to do with also, you know, Am Yisrael's involvement in the language, and there are no inappropriate words. There's no separate word for Mei Raglayim, right? In English, there's urine. But when it comes to Lashon HaKodesh, it's Mei Raglayim, water of the legs. The bathroom, right, is the Beis HaKise, in biblical Hebrew. Right, and Shechva Zera, right? There's no separate word. So, says the Rambam, that's why it's Lashon HaKodesh. That's the Rambam. The Ramban quotes it in the beginning of Kisisa on the Pasuk Shekel HaKodesh. He talks about Lashon HaKodesh. So he says, Al tachshov shenikra l'shanein Lashon HaKodesh l'ga'avaseinu o l'ta'useinu. Aval hu bedin, kizos Lashon HaKedusha lo yimsu bo shemos la'ever ha'be'ila b'zachro menekeva. There's no separate words for the organs of a male or a female. V'lo l'tipo l'shesen l'tzoa, rak b'kinoi. right? Or any of the bodily functions. Bodily functions. Every said that's what makes it. And the Rabbanim argues there, as we mentioned, the Rabbanim says, no! What makes it kadosh is because Hashem created the world with this language. Right? We call Isha Kim Ish Lukacha. Or Hashem talks to the Nevi'im in Lashon HaKodesh. Or no matter what language a Navi, wherever he lives, right, Yechezkel was exiled to Bavel. Hashem still spoke to Yechezkel in Lashon HaKodesh. So again, these words also reflect that Machlokas Rambam and the Rabban. Good. Vayter. Amar Mar. Shech Vazer Shal Yisrael Temeya B'chol Makam. Afilu Me'ay Obez Kochavim. So we said the Shech Vazer of a Jew is Temeya even inside a Goy. Even inside a Goyot. Tifsho, so let's prove the following question that we know from elsewhere. Devayra Papa, Papa asked, two places in Shas, Shabbos, that was a long time ago, and Nida. Devayra Papa, Shech Vazera Shal Yisrael Me'ay Obez Kochavim Mahu. What's the status of the Shech Vazera of a Jew inside of Obez Kochavim? Petokim, Molo Kami Boy, Leilera Papa, within 3 days, it's for sure, has a status of Shech Vazera still. Because we assume that Shech Vazera keeps its status for 3 days, right? For 3 24-hour periods, that's what we spoke about yesterday. To pull out the Shech Vazera, and you have to have at least 4 days. Kikami boy lelachar gimel. What about after 3 days? Then we generally know that if it's within a Jew, it loses the status. So my Yisrael, the daigiba mitzvahs, chagu gufayu masriach, maybe a Jew, and this is talking about a woman, right? A Jew who is daigiba mitzvahs. What does that mean, daigiba mitzvahs? She has mitzvahs on her mind. Rashi, yireim v'charedim. The mitzvos, umitok da'agasan mischamamin. They're very concerned about mitzvos. Mitzvos are always on their mind, so that makes their body temperature hotter, or their spiritual body temperature hotter, and that even affects the Shech Vazera, and that's what ruins the Shech Vazera after 3 days. Ovdei kochavim do daigib mitzvos, there's less they have to be spiritually worried about, right? Ovdei kochavim, they're not daigib mitzvos. So lo chavo gofai v'lo masriach. So it doesn't ruin it. So even after 3 days, the Shech Vazera of a Jew inside a Goya would still have the status of Shech Vazera. O dilma no, or exactly the opposite. Kiven da'ach li shkatzim rematzim, chavo gofai masriach. The non-Jews who eat shkatzim and rematzim, that makes their body chimum, and therefore, for sure, the Shech Vazera would be ruined. So what do you say, Teku? So, unanswered question. We don't answer. A lot is spoken about here. The Arch Laner here says, the whole idea of Peled Shech Vazera that we learn out the 3 days is from before Maamad Har Sinai. So how can you say the reason is Daigib Mitzvahs? And that's why it's 3 days. The whole idea is like, right, the Parshas Yisro, separate for 3 days. The Arch Laner says, but it says, even before we got the Torah, it says, Vayechardu Kol HaMashar Machaneh. They had Charada. Right? The fact that they were going to get the mitzvos, that itself brings the charada, right? Not just the actual worry about the mitzvos, but the actual mitzvos. And others, the Sharm Sein Balacha here, quotes a number of achronim, you know, what status did we have before Maamad Har Sinai? Right? That's the Mishnah Lamelech discussion. If we have the status of non-Jews, then maybe the whole Shaila should be about within the non-Jews. Okay, Kasha discussion. But the Chassam Sofer, both in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Aleph, Shabbos Daf Pei Vav, right, says, you know what you see from this Gemara? The bodies of Jews and non-Jews might be physiologically different. And therefore, even if you do dissections and anatomy of bodies, it doesn't say that every body is going to work the same. Most anatomies and most bodies, says Chassam Sofer in the medical schools and the universities, are non-Jewish bodies. And therefore, who says that you could learn from those bodies as Betoris Vadai to Jews, that's what his fascinating comment is. Miyamai tamahati, achar shabavonoseinu arabim, ein lanu medrash chachmas harefuos, v'kol rofa Yisrael lomdim v'beis medrash le'umim. All the Jewish doctors learn in universities for non-Jews. V'chachameim, v'kol chachmasam, banui al tivim gufanim, te'achlim shkatzim urmasim, v'lo daigi b'mitzvahs. Ve'ech yishpot mizeh al gufei Yisrael. De'lo achli shkatzim v'di'igi b'mitzvahs. Harei kamon. You see from this Gemara, I'm reading from Avodah Zarah Lamed Aleph. Ilu mistachanim begilui ve'elu shasu v'chayu. You see, this difference is in whether you live or you go into danger. V'shech vazera shalei l'masriach, mashen kein elu. U'bevadai le'inyin refuas haguf manasu. Nismach harofei chacham yisparach ve'yitein b'fi harofei machshavasa l'rapos nefesh. Okay, you have to hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to use this doctor to be the proper shliach b'shomer psoim Hashem, as we discussed a few days ago. Lini pikuach nefesh, So it could definitely create at least a suffik pikuach nefesh. That I'll agree to. Pikuach nefesh, shabbos yom kippur, mo yehel a suffik, nami mutter, avaleni iser nida tzarachiyun. Regarding nida, tzarachiyun, chumra kula, vim chazal samcha larofim sheela, mitivin liyavne. Right, we had that a few days ago. Kochodome, bizmaneim, hayachachme rofe yisrael asher shaklu ze bedaitam. Aval rofe zmaneinu, in a moskim, el bativim mumas haolam, tzarach li, tzarach laayen ma'ot. So he has a kasha. The problem is this Gemara seems to say that this physical differences because of the daiki b'mitzvahs. Okay, there's a lot more, but we have to continue. Says the Gemara, Dantar Shal Mitzoras, Beishamai, the second line of our Mishnah. Everything up till now has been about the secretions and the liquids of an Ovedes Kochavim. But now the next line, the Dam Tara of a Mitzoras, my Taima de Beis Hillel. So Beishamai says it is Tahar, and Beis Hillel says, no, it is Tamei, at least Lach. Tamei Lach. Rabbi Yitzchak, so says Rabbi Yitzchak, if you look at the last pasuk in Parshas Mitzorah, that's what we're going to darshan. After all the discussions of Zav and Zava, the last pasuk is Vadava Benidasa. Vazav et Zovo, Lazachar, Velanakeva. So what are those two extra words doing there? Right? After the whole discussion, Lazachar v'lanakeva. That's what we're going to darshan. So Lazachar l'rabos mitzara l'mayanosav. Lazachar includes that all the ma'ayanos, all of the fountains, all of the liquids that come out of the mitzara are also going to be tame. Lunakeva l'rabos mitzara'as l'mayanosav. So by a male and a female, mitzara mitzara'as, all of their ma'ayanos are going to be tameh. So, my ma'ayanoseha, which ma'ayanos, which fountains are we talking about here? Ilei mishar ma'ayanos, if we're talking about the shar ma'ayanos, like what? Like Rashi, rok, umeme raglayim, right, like those. So then, mizachar nafka, you already know that from zachar. Why? Because you don't need a limud miyuchan for a nekeva, because you know it from zachar. And I might add, and remember that Rambam we discussed the layout a few days ago, that when it comes to a mitzora and a mitzoraas, they're the same halacha. Zava and a zava, you can't compare. But a mitzora and a mitzoraas, you can. So once you say the ma'ayanos of a mitzora is going to be metame, so we know the ma'ayanos of a mitzoraas is going to be metame. So, mizachar nafka. Se'ela, so what must this extra word in a keva be teaching me? Ledama. Because that you can't learn out from a zachar, because there is no dam nida by a, or dam tar by a zachar. Say hello, dama. So that's Beis Hillel's makar, litame dam tara shela. To be metame the dam tara of a mitzoraas. Ube shamai. They gave me zachar lase. Beis Shammai says, no, you need that to teach me the mayanos of a woman. Ah, you can't learn it from zachar. Tikal mifrach. There are some halachas about the nihukim of a mitzora that's different. Not in terms of becoming a mitzora, but what a mitzora has to do. Priya, he has to grow his hair long. Ufrima, he has to tear his clothing. All of those are only for a male mitzora. Tomar ben akeva delo. So Beis Shammai says, you can't learn one from the other, so la nakeva is used up for the mayanos. So there's no pasuk to teach me about the dam. Ubeis Hillel left of Rachmana bin Nekeva v'lo by Zachar. Beis Hillel says no. So say the opposite. Say it by Nekeva, and I don't need it to learn it by Zachar. Vana Amina. Uma Nekeva she'ena tuna priu frima v'ena servatash v'amita by a mitzaras. She's more makel, and yet Rabbi Rachmana mayanoseha. So Zachar l'kol shekein. So you would know Zachar. So why do you have to say la Zachar? Meino inyan la Zachar. Tenu inyan la Nekeva. V'meino inyan la mayanoseha. Tenu inyan la dama. La dam tamei dam tara shela. So that's how Beis Hillel would answer Beis Shammai. Ubeis Shammai, same thing. Zachar Nekeva Luasya. No, the other way too. Even from Nekeva, I wouldn't be able to learn Zachar. Tika Lemifrach. Mala Nekeva Shkemetama Ma'ones. A Nekeva becomes a Zava, even if there is an external stimuli. Even if we could come up with the excuse of why she became a Zava. Tomar Bezachar Delo. A Zachar is not that. We mentioned this, there are Bedikas that you do by a Zav. Says Gar, wait a minute. What does that have to do with us? What kind of kasha is that? You're bringing me differences between a zav and a zava? We're talking about a mitzora here. So, Beis Shammai, shum tuma parchi. Beis Shammai says, any little thing could get out of a kavach homer. Any little kasha. So again, that line of the Gemara reflects the weakness of kavach homer and the unity of all tumas. Right, that's what that reflects. But Vibay Sema or Amalcha Beis Shammai, a different reason why you can't learn one from the other. Hai la Zachar, mi boy la Zachar, koshu Zachar. Ben Gadol ben Katan, no matter how old. Ubeis Hillel nafka lu mezos toras azav. Ben Gadol ben Katan. Okay, either way, after the dust settles, there's a machlokas b'shamei Hillel about the dam tohar of a mitzoraas, and that is based on the psukim. Based on the psukim of whether there's an extra word at the end of Parshas Mitzora that could teach me the dam tohar of a mitzorah. Beis Shammai says there is no extra word, and therefore her dam is tohar. And Beis Hillel says there is an extra word, and therefore it is tamei like her ma'ayanos. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Amar of Yosef, and Hashem, we will continue tomorrow as we continue here in Benos Kusim.